All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of the What If Podcast, powered by IntentFit. My name is Quentin, and we got a good one for y'all. Sorry, I just took a ginger shot, and it's potent. It's hard to take that. Welcome back, everybody. I hope you had an awesome weekend and a killer start to your week. I'm gonna try and release these every Tuesday, so it's a day before I drop the newsletter. I feel like that's a good cadence to follow through with, but look, guys, I had two guests come on last week, my good friend Obed and my brother and business partner James. And for whatever reason, the other mic that I'm using did not work, so I had to scrap the damn podcast. It was a real bummer, but they were good conversations. And so I'm sorry that I wasn't able to drop it. But in either case, I think James wants to come on Friday. So, okay, let's do it. Let's get into today's topic. Forget last week and the blunders of being the host, producer, and audio engineer and my inability to execute properly. So today what we're going to do is we're going to talk about an interesting topic. It is going to be contentment versus complacency. That is contentment versus complacency. Now, the reason why I wanted to do this particular topic was twofold. One, because I was posed the question by my good friend Obed. He said, "Quentin, what is the difference between contentment and complacency?" And truth be told, I had never even thought about that at all. So I sat there for a moment and I came up with the theory or the idea that contentment would ultimately lead to complacency. Now, what I mean by that is that if you're living a life that you're happy with, if you've instilled particular habits that have led to some sort of success and a routine that you're used to, that would ultimately lead to a stage of stagnation, right? Where you're not really pushing yourself because you don't really have any motivation to push yourself. There's no reason to develop new habits. There's no reason to explore new goals because you've already seen success in what you're doing. The other reason why I wanted to explore this topic was because, and I can only speak on my own experience, my particular algorithm on social media is truly mostly the hustle culture. People working their lives away to accumulate assets and possessions. And I think that's just an overall overarching theme of Western culture and Western society. And the reason why I'm so used to it is because I came from the sales world, right? My professional career was always in sales. And if you're in sales and you know anything about sales, you know that there's no such thing as a 40-hour work week. You work until you hit your quota. Okay, that could be 40 hours. It might even be 20 hours if you're good at your job, if you're able to set up certain processes and systems over time. But at least at the very beginning, it's 50 hours a week. It's 60 hours a week. Sometimes it's 70 or 80 hours a week. And I'm not exaggerating. I mean that genuinely. It can be a very daunting career to undertake. So I think the reason why I wanted to go into this topic is because I think that it's important that although I still live the lifestyle of work hard, play hard, and I'm used to it and I like it, genuinely I like it. I think it's important that we at times take a step back and appreciate the things that we already have. And that is ultimately going to be the theme of today's conversation, and that is the difference between contentment and complacency. So let's jump into it. Let's start with complacency because I think this is a good starting point. It's a little bit more on the, I don't know, dark side of things and not so pleasant. So I pulled the definition, and the definition that I have here is complacency is a feeling of smug or uncritical satisfaction with one's self or one's achievements. Yeah, that sounds about right. That's kind of how I would define it myself. Complacency rather is a state in which you're not really drawn to challenging yourself. The idea of setting a new goal seems like more of a burden than it does an ambition, right? It's where we're so happy living in this comfort zone that undertaking new habits, regardless of what their potential outcome could be, just doesn't seem worth it. And I'm not saying that living a life of complacency is the worst thing in the world, but I do think that it has particular detriments associated with it. I think long term, if you live in a world of complacency, you're ultimately going to be just an unhappy person. I think that you're going to feel unfulfilled. I think you're going to be ultimately riddled with depression. You're going to be searching for purpose later in life. I think complacency over time is what leads to people having their midlife crisis. I'd even go as far as to say that it maybe gets people, or it pushes people to make really, really poor decisions, whether that be extramarital affairs or maybe just, I don't know, going off the deep end in terms of using drugs and alcohol. So I think it's important that we really try to think about complacency in a more critical manner. I wanted to kind of learn a little bit more about what's going on from a neurological perspective. And what I found is the people who live in a world of complacency, they tend to look for very cheap hits of dopamine. Now, what I mean by that specifically is that they're chasing things like social media, scrolling on social media to try and get their fixation on dopamine. It could even be even more sinister than that, and maybe you're looking for your hits of dopamine using porn, right? If you're living a life of a mundane existence and you're trying to, you know, put yourself in a more exhilarating scenario, why not look at porn? Why not go scrolling on social media where the entertainment is? So that's important to remember, because ultimately what happens is that when you do that over time, you start to lower your baseline of dopamine, meaning that it takes more of that behavior or those actions to get you to a point of satisfaction. So you're constantly chasing it. You're constantly chasing it. I mean, it's just like doing drugs, right? You do drugs and maybe the first time it feels really good, but the next time you do it, you need a bigger dose. It's the same thing with alcohol. Complacency, I think, is a very insidious behavior or mindset that we tend to overlook. And I would recommend going through a series of self-reflections to be able to identify whether or not you are in a state of complacency, because I do think that it's very difficult to identify, especially if you're somebody who's kind of checked the boxes that society has put forth, right? If you're somebody like me, I've always been told that you go to school, you get your degree, you get the job that you want or fits the degree that you got, then you find a spouse or a partner, and then you start a family, and then after that, you live out the rest of your life, and maybe you fit in a vacation here or there. After you've checked those boxes, after you've got the degree, after you've got the job and the partner and you've built the family, what's to say you don't just fall right into a state of complacency? And what's to say that you're not slipping into that state at any point in between those goals? So I kind of went through a few things that I think would help diagnose this particular scenario or, you know, this particular state of mind. The first one is, are you challenging yourself? Are you putting yourself in a situation that makes you feel uncomfortable? Now, this could be a physical endeavor. This could be an intellectual pursuit. This could be something where you're challenging the strength of your relationship with your romantic partner. But are you putting yourself out there to potentially be vulnerable or to feel any sort of level of discomfort? And if you can sit there and you can tell yourself, well, actually, I'm pretty comfortable with everything I do, I would argue that you're either currently in a state of complacency or that you're entering into a state of complacency. The other one is habits. Now, we talked about habits last week, and so we don't necessarily need to go into what the habits are and how a habit loop works. But what I want to call out here is that if your habits are automatic, Okay, if you're just going through the same thing over and over again, even if it's a positive habit, even if it's, you know, I run on the treadmill for 2 hours a day. I mean, that's actually a pretty remarkable habit, to be honest with you. Let's just say 30 minutes a day, because that's less ambitious. But if those habits are something that you do automatically and you're used to, again, I think this is a sign of complacency. Now, if you're constantly switching up your routine, if you're, you know, setting new physical challenges, if you're saying, hey, you know what, last week I ran, you know, 3 miles. Now I'm going to run 5 miles this week. That's my goal. By the end of the week, I want to be able to run 5 miles. That's a different story. Now you're really setting something. You're setting those habits up with a sense of intention, right? You're challenging yourself. You're putting yourself in a state of potential failure or potential risk. That's a really good one. And then the other one I think is a little bit more pragmatic, a little bit more analytical. If you want to really kind of dive deeper into whether or not you're in a state of complacency, I would argue looking at your screen time. Now, when you look at your screen time, you obviously have to be very objective here. Are you looking at your screen because you're working? So for example, when I do these podcasts, I record, and then I go to my computer and I chop it up and I post it on social media. And then I also have a strategy in which I will go through social media, looking at other content creators or people in my space, and try to, you know, understand kind of what's working for them and what strategies they're applying and what ideas that they're, you know, are resonating with their audience. And so for me, I don't really look at that in terms of like a negative screen time. I think that just is a state of working. But if you're being objective about your screen time, I think that you can look at it and say to yourself, okay, am I just scrolling all day? Am I just looking at my screen because I'm bored, because I'm not challenging myself? I mean, it doesn't even come down necessarily to a lack of discipline or anything like that. I mean, discipline obviously is a different topic altogether, but the point being that we're looking at our screens because we're chasing this cheap dopamine over and over and over again, right? So those are some ideas that I would argue are ways to evaluate whether or not you're already in a state of complacency, or if you're entering into that state. The other thing that I want to call out here is, and this is just kind of something that I went through my research that I thought was really interesting. Although I just kind of went into complacency in terms of poor habits and habits that have had negative outcomes, I think also what we need to remember is that complacency can also come from high performers, right? If you are somebody who has found their niche and you're really good at what you do, you can use, let's just use sales, for example, and you stay at the same company and you know the sales process, you understand the product or service that you're selling, and you're very successful at it, I think that you can, over time, enter into a state of complacency, right? Again, you're not challenging yourself, even though you're receiving feedback that you're being successful and, you know, and your metrics for success are financial or potentially progression through the company in terms of, you know, the corporate ladder or, you know, promotion. That's the word I'm looking for. If you continuously live the life of every day I show up to my job and I do the same thing, regardless of whether or not you're successful by those metrics or those terms, air quotes, I would argue that that leads to a state of complacency. And I just want to call that out because I'm not somebody who enjoys doing the same thing over and over again. That's probably why I started my own business. I was successful when I was a sales rep. In basically every endeavor, I mean, even, you know, I was a trainer, I was successful. I worked my way up to being a fitness manager. As a recruiter, I was successful. When I got into software sales, I was relatively successful. But I never felt like I was challenging myself after a long period of time. And I'm somebody who just, I can't sit still. I can't be stagnant. Complacency to me is the epitome of, is ultimately a state of death as far as I'm concerned. So I want to call that out because I think it's important. I don't mean to tell people who are comfortable and happy in their life to go out and challenge themselves and take risks, but Just be aware of what can potentially arise from that. All right, now let's get into contentment. So apparently I had a very poor understanding of what contentment actually meant before I started to study it. I'd always kind of associated it with like a low level sense of happiness or satisfaction or fulfillment in one's life based on their current situation, right? It always kind of gave me the vibe of like, I'm happy with where I am. I'm happy with what I've done and I've built a comfortable life. I'm content. Well, it's a little bit more nuanced than that. It's a little bit more complex. So I have a definition here that I think will hopefully paint this in a more vivid picture. Contentment is the state of peaceful satisfaction and gratitude for the present moment without sacrificing the drive for more. And the key here is gratitude, because gratitude allows us to recognize opportunities that we can then expose, take advantage of, and align with the identity and the individual that we want to ultimately become. Love this. This is how I live my life. I wish that I had certain things go my way. I wish I was taller. I wish I didn't have to go through the surgeries and operations that I did. But I don't let that ruminate for too long, because I'm somebody who likes to count their blessings. I have an amazing family. I have incredible friends. I have a mindset that drives me to be the best version of myself day in and day out. Little story here. I used to live in San Diego. I lived in San Diego for 6 years. I loved it out there. It's the best part of the country. I drove a nice car. I lived in my own apartment. I had a high-paying job. That job, I recognized, would never fulfill me the way I wanted it to. It never gave me a sense of purpose. So I quit. I quit and I moved home to pursue my dream of being an entrepreneur. And why did I do that? Because I realized I had the opportunity to do so. And there's a lot of people out there, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, that would give up everything they have to chase their dreams, but they can't because they don't have that opportunity. And that's what drives me. That's what motivates me. It gives me a sense of duty to wake up every day and chase the dreams that I have based on the opportunities I was given. Now, from a neuroscience perspective, dopamine, so I think we touched on it in the last segment, right? Like dopamine, when you're in a state of complacency is, you know, you're chasing a quick hit. You're scrolling through social media, maybe more insidious, you're looking at porn, whatever, but you're trying to chase just that really quick hit of excitement and entertainment, whatever it is. It works a little bit differently in a state of contentment. Now you're releasing dopamine based on your effort, right? Dopamine is the motivation molecule. It motivates us to do the things that we do, okay? So now you're getting your dopamine from exercising, maybe deep bouts of focus or work, cold exposure, right? You have to earn this hit of dopamine as opposed to just trying to expose it in its most simplistic, easy to obtain form. This also, in effect, raises our serotonin level. Serotonin is responsible for elevating our mood, regulating our emotions, gives us a sense of well-being, essentially, right? And then that's where we're ultimately able to curate and build these identity-based habits that we discussed last week, right? Habits that will ultimately align with the person that you want to become. Look, I want to end with this is I'm not telling you to take the craziest leaps or risks out there to challenge yourself, but if you're not constantly challenging yourself, even at the most minute level, it could just be you want to implement a new workout program. You don't have to quit your job, move across the country, and live with your parents to start a new business per se. But if you're not constantly challenging yourself, I would argue that you would ultimately end up in a state of complacency. And like we've just discussed, complacency leads to depression and anxiety and a lack of fulfillment and purpose in your life. So continue to challenge yourself, appreciate the things that you have, be blessed, because if you have the ability to even listen to this podcast, you are a one blessed individual. So keep at it. We're going to end there. Thank you so much, everybody, for your time. I hope this was valuable. Hopefully this was in some way inspiring. I have my brother coming on, my business partner, the co-founder of Intent Fit, coming on Friday. I don't know when I'll release this or that podcast per se, but I'm excited for you guys to meet him because he's a gem of an individual. And I think you guys will really love and appreciate the conversation I have with him. Until then, if you guys are interested in signing up for my newsletter, I release it every Wednesday, and you can find the link below. Otherwise, if you guys have feedback, if there's anything you want me to cover, if there's anything that I missed in this episode, anything at all, please write to us, comment, and yeah, whatever platform you're listening to this on, like and subscribe. That would be super helpful. We'll see you guys next time. Take care.